This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner, reporting WSIU News. A federal appeals court released its opinion Monday that former ComEd CEO Anne Pramaggiore and former lobbyist Michael McLean could be retired on charges related to bribing former House Speaker Michael Madigan. Their earlier convictions were overturned in April after the Supreme Court narrowed the scope of federal bribery law. The appeals court wrote in a 16-page opinion that the convictions were flawed, but rejected arguments from Pramaggiore and McLean's lawyers that the two should be acquitted outright. Illinois is hoping to prevent gaps left by federal cuts to Medicaid, Isabella Nieto reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill Tuesday aimed at maintaining access to health care for Illinois Medicaid recipients. The bill includes roughly $110 million in state spending to expand Medicaid services, support safety net hospitals, and invest in long-term care programs. Pritzker says the bill, quote, takes necessary steps to support at-risk hospitals, strengthen our statewide care infrastructure, and defend the interests of patients. The bill creates a limited loan program for hospitals that are struggling financially and requires those hospitals to have transparent plans to turn their operations around. It also extends funding for safety net hospitals and increases investments in nursing homes and supportive living facilities. I'm Isabella Nieto.
A national survey finds that many people with depression or anxiety feel their mental health treatment is not designed with them in mind. It feels like one size fits all. Dr. Crystal Nelson is a board-certified psychiatrist. She says that perception is understandable, but it doesn't have to be that way, especially with options like pharmacogenetic testing.
So it's a simple cheek swab test that any clinician can order on their patient, and it will give them some information back telling them how the patient's genes could impact the outcomes to the medication.
Dr. Nelson says genetic testing could narrow down potentially 60 medical options to as few as 3 medication options, depending on the person's results. The survey found a 65% lack of confidence in the patient's medication, but nearly 3/4 say personalization would help. Approximately 2 million adults in Illinois, over 20% of the adult population, experience a mental health condition each year. This is WSIU.